This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by the Oakland Athletics minor league catching coordinator, Gabriel Ortiz-Gatto. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome.
How did you get the nickname Gatto?
Oh, that's a long story, man. That's, when I used to play, you know, I was showing up every year, and, like, they told me I was about to get released every season, and then, like, something happened, and then, like, They put my name back on the board, and Lip by then was the fund director.
Let's get down to business with the tools you need to succeed. Find everything on your list, all at the best prices.
He's the one that started the nickname, started calling me Gatto.
Because you've got the nine lives of a cat.
Yeah, exactly.
How was the conversation brought to you? Would you like to start coaching?
Mine was, you know, interesting because when I decided to start coaching, I called Lip and say, "Hey, I need a job," and he said, "Like, but you still have a chance. I believe you still can play." I say, "Yeah, but I have my wife is pregnant, and I had to hold my sister with she was at the university by then."
Yeah.
And he said, like, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yeah, I need to start working." He said, "Okay, so I see you tomorrow." And that's how it started.
What's your favorite thing about coaching?
It's just helping others, you know, helping the player to get better and reach their goal and get to the major league. That's my favorite part.
When Jonah Bride... He converted to catcher. He's learning a new position. He makes it to the major leagues. What kind of pride did you feel?
No, I feel proud. You know, even if he didn't catch over there, I feel proud. I'm happy for everybody. You know, not just the catcher, but any guy that we help in the minor league. You know, when they reach the major league, you know, I feel proud. You know.
Have you seen Tyler Soderstrom grow as a catcher from when we drafted him to now him in the majors?
Oh, yeah, tremendously, you know, to the point where, like, I had people telling me all the time he's not going to be a catcher, he's going to be a first base, he's going to be at the edge, you know, and now he's catching. It's like, oh, wow, like, it's you know, how much, not just me putting the work, but how much work he put into it, too, you know.
I've heard really good things about Kyle McCann right now in Las Vegas. How's he doing?
He's doing pretty good. You know, happy with his work. He's being consistent. He's finding his way up. I think he's learning why his job, his responsibility behind the play, you know, like, you know, calling the game, stuff like that. So, good. So far, so good. No complaint.
Down the ladder. It was such a joy for us to watch William Simonite here in Lansing. He's with AA Midland. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. He's doing okay. He's not really getting a much opportunity based on, you know, the amount of catcher they had over there. You know, it's tough when you have three catcher on the team that they all need to play, you know. So, but he's doing everything he can. He's working hard. He's finding his way to, you know, to get behind the play as much as he can.
We've had the third catcher this year in terms of it was Cooper Yule, it was Hanson Lopez, now it's Carlos Amaya. But this year we've had the benefit of having two catchers, C.J. Rodriguez, Daniel Susak, the whole year. First, how do you think Daniel has progressed from when we first drafted him to where he is now defensively?
A lot. He has progressed a lot, and, you know, he still had a little bit to go. I mean, I say a long way to go. I feel like every time I come here, you know, he has made some progress, you know. And one of the teams that he's making a lot of progress right now is calling his game, you know, which is last time I was here, he was, like, kind of like the last one on catcher ERA. Right now he's had dropped, like, 2 points, which is great to see, you know. But he has progressed a lot, so, and I feel like, when he put a little bit more work on his body, he will get even better. So, which is one of the things that is affecting him right now. It's just, you know, he's not super flexible. He's right now he's doing the work, but, you know, he understands that he needs to get a little bit more flexible. And when that happens, you know, it's like he's going to continue getting much better.
Something for the off season, right? And then next spring training, you say, all right, what work did you put in?
Exactly. You know, we've been talking about it too. Like I say, like you need to find somebody that worked with you in the off season, getting stronger and more flexible, you know, because as a catcher, the more you are behind the play, you're not getting quicker or faster, you know, you're just getting slower.
Yeah. It's tough with catcher, right? The older you get, the more your brain understands, but the more your body can let you down.
Exactly. I mean, like, if you find the way how to do stuff, if you learn how to, you know, like, how to catch, how you put yourself in a good position, and at the same time, torque your body, is, you know, it can be easy, but if your body is not handle it, if your body is not in shape to do it, then it's tough.
How's CJ Rodriguez?
CJ, I mean, I don't have no complaint with CJ. I'm happy with his work he's been doing. He's been working hard. He's been doing everything he can behind the play. In between last year and this year, he's a totally different guy. You know, he's all about the pitcher. I love his preparation and everything. You can see it too on his, you know, the way he's managing his game. He's like, right now, he's one of the best in the organization calling game.
Joined by the Oakland Athletics minor league catching coordinator, Gabriel Ortiz. Those are the names that I know. Who are the names that I should get to know in the future?
On the future, well, we have Carlo Franco in Stockton right now. He's doing pretty good. I mean, it's another kid that's putting in the hard work and finding his way up. Cooper Yu finally getting the opportunity down in Stockton as well. And, I mean, having fun, he's doing great. I mean, we couldn't know he was stuck and he kind of like, you know, this year and last year a little bit. And, didn't really have the opportunity to play, and now he's behind the play more consistently and, you know, getting more at-bat, and we can see that he's capable to do it. Well, Mojica too, which is, I like it a lot, you know, a little slow now the way that I was expecting, but he's coming along, he's putting the work, he's staying a little bit more consistent lately, and, you know, it's funny because, you know, everywhere we go right now, we have catchers that, like, that really have, you know, high protection.
That's great.
Yeah.
They just drafted a catcher, Cole Kahn. Mm-hmm. Have you had the chance to meet him yet?
Yes, I worked with him a little bit, and I love the kid. I feel that he has a really good opportunity to reach the major league pretty soon. I don't think that guy is going to waste any time. He's flexible, good arm, good body, coachable, leasing. You know, like, to be a good player, you need to have those components, you know. So I'm happy with what we got.
I've got two more questions for you. First, you're coaching now. What would you have told yourself as a player, something that you know now that you didn't know then?
Oof. It's been a lot. You know, I was a total... It's just crazy. But, you know, one of the things is, like, you know, like, you have to find your own way how to stay motivated. You know, like, have to find a way how you can go there and compete every day, you know, and being positive and being helpful. Make, you know, this is not about you. It's about who's around you. You know, it doesn't matter how good you look if you don't make somebody out look good.
Yeah. And then my final question is, where's catching going? From where catching has been, are there any difficult responsibilities, any new challenges? What does it look like being a catcher in 2023?
Well, you know, baseball has changed.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel that it's more responsibility now than what it was before, you know. And at the same time, you know, we have more information now than we used to have. And, you know, it's all about being prepared, you know, doing homework, you know, making sure you communicate with the pitching coach, you communicate with the pitcher, knowing your pitcher at the same time. You know how to deal with the scouting report and making sure that you can find a balance how to work with, you know, getting the best out of the pitcher, and at the same time accommodate, you know, how you kind of call the game, and, you know, in dealing with the scouting report. Yeah. You know, before it was, okay, let's get in the game, you probably know the guy, you know, and as you go and you adjust the game. But now you can do that from the beginning, you know, so it just keep you focused, and like I say, you know, as long as you prepare, you know, you're going to be fine.
The Oakland Athletics minor league catching coordinator, Gabriel Ortiz, muchas gracias.
De nada.
I'm Jesse Govrigshasso, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello and welcome into Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler and this is Lugnuts Baseball. Today, the Lansing Lugnuts take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels in the second game of a six-game series. Yesterday was a slugfest. Yesterday, the Colonels defeated the Lugnuts 12-9. They took an 8-1 lead quickly. 2 runs in the first inning, 6 in the second to knock out Lugnuts starter Jake Garland. But the Lugnuts offense didn't quit. Junior Perez and Colby Thomas each homered, and Brendan Malone had a couple of RBI doubles. Plus, Jacob Wilson, 2023 A's first-rounder, doubled, was hit by a pitch, and walked in his first 3 plate appearances in the Midwest League. He scored 2 runs. And so this Lugnuts offense has proved to be explosive, though Daniel Susak out of the order today, just like he was out of the order yesterday. Let me give you the starting lineups. And let's begin with the Lugnuts starting center fielder and the leadoff man, Junior Perez. A 2-run homer that he cranked out to left center. Batting second, the shortstop, Jacob Wilson, moving up from the 9-hole yesterday. Heading third, DHing, it's Danny Bautista Jr. Batting fourth, first baseman, Brendan Malone. The right fielder, Colby Thomas, bats fifth, with second baseman, Aribiel Anales, hitting sixth. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Clark Elliott. Catching, Carlos Amaya hits eighth, and rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the third baseman, T.J. Schofield Sam. Now on the other side for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, leading off the switch-hitting shortstop, Noah Miller. Batting second of the order, it's the center fielder, Emmanuel Rodriguez. Hitting third in right field, Kalai Rosario, one of their best players, although yesterday the Lugnuts held him at bay. Hitting fourth, the cleanup hitter is Ben Ross, the third baseman. What a big 2-run triple in the Cedar Rapids win yesterday. He didn't have the biggest swings, though. Those belong to Jorel Ortega, batting fifth and playing second base after he was the first baseman yesterday. He had an RBI double and a 2-run homer yesterday to help out the winning cause for Cedar Rapids. The sixth place hitter is the DH, Misael Urbina. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jefferson Morales. Heading eighth in right and left field, Kyler Fedko. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, the former first-round draft choice, Keone Cavaco. And Cavaco plays first base. So once again, for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the high-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, It goes Miller, Rodriguez, Rosario, Ross, Ortega, Urbina, Morales, Fedko, and Cavaco. Cedar Rapids and Lansing are equally right-handed hitting heavy. Miller, the leadoff man, is a switch hitter. Rodriguez batting second, bats from the left side, and then everybody else is a right-handed batter in this Cedar Rapids order. On the other side for the Lugnuts, two left-handed batters, Clark Elliott and TJ Schofield Sam, and they hit seventh and ninth. Now to the starting pitching matchup. And let's begin with the Lugnuts starter out of Pitt. It is Mitch Myers getting the ball today. Myers is coming off a phenomenal outing. Last time that he was on the mound, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. And there was Mitch tossing his third quality start of the year. His second against Quad Cities. He has had some kind of mastery over the Bandits this year. Quad Cities has a talented order, but Myers went to the hill and he tossed six innings of one-run ball, four hits, no walks, six strikeouts, and the Lugnuts beat the River Bandits 4-2. Now it's Myers today, working for the first time with the Maya, coming into play today with a 4.26 ERA, 16 appearances, 14 of those starts, 69 2/3 innings, 43 strikeouts, 28 walks, and here's the key, only one home run allowed. Although this ballpark has been a bandbox this year, and the Cedar Rapids Colonels as a team have 94 home runs. Now on the other side, Zebby Matthews getting the ball for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 9 appearances, 8 starts, 3-1 record, and a 4.74 ERA for Matthews this season. The big key with him is his walk-to-strikeout ratio. 2 walks, 37 strikeouts, and 43 2/3 innings. Matthews was acquired by the Minnesota Twins. Drafted by Minnesota in the 8th round last year. Taken out of Western Carolina, the Catamounts. And he leads Cedar Rapids out to the field wearing their alternate red jerseys today. The yellow numerals on the back, the navy blue caps. Lugnuts are wearing the road blacks with the black caps. The Batman look. Down to the field we go. It is time for our national anthem.
We thank all who have served our nation and our community. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand, remove your hats, and join Cedar Memorial and the Colonels as we sing our national anthem.
Colonel Sanders, please join us as we honor America with our national anthem, which is being performed by Jay Young.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red flare, the monster's bursting air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star
I'll have the first pitch for you right after this.
Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Game number 97 in the Lansing Lugnuts 27th season in the Midwest League. It's time for some baseball from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The Cedar Rapids Colonels, the Minnesota Twins High A affiliate, coming in at 19-12, 59-38 for the year. The Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland A's, the basically Lansing High A's, 13-18, 44-52. They lost yesterday to open up the series 12-9 in a highly entertaining ballgame. Our home plate umpire is Chris Silvestri. The bases umpire, Chad Patterson. Silvestri is pinch-upping for Brandon Tipton. The time is 12:05 in the Central Time Zone. Junior Perez digs in. And the righty, Zebby Matthews, with a first pitch up and away, ball one. Junior tried to bunt, pulled it back, and we are underway right on time in Cedar Rapids. Perez followed by Wilson, then Batista Jr. Matthews tosses in a called strike. And the count is even. Junior Perez yesterday had a two-run homer and a walk out of the leadoff spot. Matthews from the first base side deals inside. Two balls, one strike. Here's the key, though, with Matthews. Those two walks and 37 strikeouts this year indicates this pitch is probably going to be in the zone, right? The windup, pitch on its way. Popped up, but foul, back and out of play. When you're looking at the pitchers with the very best command in all of minor league baseball, Zebby Matthews is right at the very top of that list. 174 batters faced, and two of them have walked against him. On the other hand, league batting 251. He throws. Down and away. Count is full on Junior. Now, Junior Perez led the Lugnuts in walks in the month of July, and then walked again yesterday. He's earned this payoff. Fouled off over the netting. Back off the facing of the sweets. Black Sox pulled up high for Junior. Even stance, crowding the plate. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased what was going to be ball four. Slider down and away. Matthew strikes him out to open up the ball game. My apologies for the potential mispronunciation. Kalauhi, North Carolina. Zebby Matthews' hometown. Drafted from Western Carolina last year in the eighth round. Now he goes to work against the native of Thousand Oaks, California, Jacob Wilson. Double HBP walk yesterday. First pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Home plate umpire Silvestri signals by punching the air right in front of his chest. So not exactly easy to see if you're the crowd right behind him. Righty deals to righty. Down and away. Ball and a strike on Wilson. Drafted by the Oakland A's with their first pick out of Grand Canyon University. Shimmies the hips. Taps the plate. Opens the stance. No score. The pitch. Fouled back. Crashing off the facing. And then bouncing down. The tin roof. No cat on top. The metallic support. Right behind home plate. 1-2. Fly ball left field. Kyler Fedko to his left. He's got the catch. Wilson lines out for out number two. Solid contact. Danny Bautista Jr. steps in.
Danny Bautista Jr.
Righty righty. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. That's a fly ball out to left field. Fedko went back. Now he comes jogging forward. He's there, and he's got the catch. And the Lugnuts go down scorelessly in the top of the first inning against Zebby Matthews. Daniel Zebulon Matthews. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts down. No score. But here comes Cedar Rapids against the righty Mitch Myers.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination. our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts went down 1-2-3 in the top of the first against Zebby Matthews. And now Mitch Myers towing the rubber. He's supported by this Lugnuts defense. Clark Elliott is in left. Junior Perez plays center. Kobe Thomas is in right. The catcher is Carlos Amaya. At first base, Brennan Malone. At second, Avery Bielanales. The third baseman is TJ Schofield Sam. And at shortstop, Jacob Wilson. Noah Miller, Emmanuel Rodriguez, and Kalai Rosario will be the top three hitters against Myers. Switch hitter, lefty, and then Rosario heralds the start of seven consecutive right-handed batters against the right-hander Myers out of Lynette, Alabama, making his 15th start and overall 17th appearance of the year. 12th round selection of the A's 2 years ago deals to Noah Miller. Up and away, ball one. Miller, meanwhile, a first round selection of the Minnesota Twins 2 years ago from Fredonia, Wisconsin. Had a solid game yesterday. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Miller yesterday, a couple of base hits, a walk, knocked in three runs. Had a big two-run single in the late going to help supply insurance. 12-9 Colonels won. The deal. Check swing just off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Overcast skies above. Thickly overcast skies. We're expecting rain much later today. The windup. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mid of catcher Amaya. Two balls and two strikes. 76 degrees right now. Let's see, when is that rain due to come? Ah, the forecast that I was looking at earlier in the week said maybe in the evening. Right now I'm seeing maybe overnight. We might have avoided it. The deal. Fly ball driven, foul off the left side. 2-2 it remains. So just these thick clouds, but not rain clouds. Looking ahead to the rest of the series, maybe rain over the weekend. Right now, Wednesday afternoon, 2-2. Bouncer pushed on the left side. First chance really for Wilson. Backhanding, firing to get him at first. Yesterday, Jacob Wilson was not tested. Here, the WAC Defensive Player of the Year, up for the test. He was playing to his left up the middle. Went to his right to backhand. That ball not hit all that far, not hit all that hard. And throw across his body to get Miller running out of the left-hand batter's box. Now Emmanuel Rodriguez takes ball one outside. That's the scouting report on Jacob Wilson defensively, is you put it in play, he turns it into an out. The 1-0. Fouled away and the air off the left side. Ball and a strike, the count on Rodriguez. All the Lugnuts in the dugout are wearing black. The black jerseys or black hoodies over the top, except two. The pitch, up high and away. Two balls, one strike on Rodriguez. The head athletic trainer, Eric Fast, and the sport performance coach, Stephen Thayer, standing side by side in the dugout wearing their reds. Myers throws. Popped foul back over my head, off the rooftop, bouncing back down, one hop in foul ground, and then hopping right out toward the mound. And it's Mitch Myers who picks it up and tosses it away underhanded to the first base side Colonel's dugout. Scoreless last of the first inning. Three up, three down in the top half of the Lugnuts. One up, one down for the Colonels. A 2-2 pitch for Rodriguez. Fouled off into the netting.
If you catch a foul ball during the game, show that ball at Surf Broadcast Services for a buy one, get one free breakfast. Courtesy of the Cedar Rapids and Marion Ivy Food and Drug Store.
That's a pretty good deal. Catch a foul ball, get a free breakfast at Hy-Vee. Myers deals. Low and away. Three balls, two strikes on Emmanuel Rodriguez, who works the count full often. Hitting just 221 this year. 67 walks, 98 strikeouts. Payoff. Outside corner, called strike three. Strikeout number 99. Punched out by Chris Silvestri.
And third for the Colonels. Right fielder number 25.
And now Kalai Rosario. Boy, what a game offensively yesterday for Rosario. 0 for 4, but he was hit by a pitch. Two strikeouts, grounded into a double play. Myers offers. Away, ball one. Now Myers, before he threw that pitch, wiped at his side with his glove twice after getting the sign from Amaya. Ball one offering. Front door breaking ball in there for a called strike. I wonder if Myers was changing the sign that he had received from Amaya to let him know, hey, let's change it to this instead. Foul up and away off the right side. Brennan Malone over, but that ball's three rows deep into the bleacher seats, the aluminum seating, not beyond the red permanent stadium seating that stretches around behind both dugouts. Aluminum seats down the right side, behind the bullpen for Cedar Rapids, and a lawn area down the left side behind the Lugnuts pen. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Rosario takes a ball high. Two balls and two strikes on a third consecutive batter. Miller grounded out. Rodriguez struck out. And now Rosario. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out. Myers gets him with a slider. Carlos Amaya told me yesterday that Mitch Myers might have the best slider on the team. And Rosario found out the hard way. Let's go to the second inning. Scoreless from Veterans Memorial Stadium.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Zebby Matthews takes on 4, 5, and 6 for the Lugnuts. Malone, Thomas, and Anales. All of this will be a right-hander against a right-hander matchup. No score entering the second inning from Cedar Rapids. The Lugnuts first baseman Brendan Malone gets the second inning going. Neither team had a batter reach base in the first inning. For Matthews, a strikeout, a line-out, a fly-out. Malone yesterday, a strong game. First pitch. Takes a fastball above the letters. Ball one at 92. Malone drew two walks, and then he delivered two RBI doubles. The pitch, down and away, two balls, no strikes. Came in that order, too. He was locked in. The deal. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Fastball was up, and it was right there. Just couldn't catch up with it. Strike one to Brennan. Matthews kicks, offers. Fouled away to the right. And there's strike two. I'm looking up Zebby Matthews' career stats and his game log because I enjoy the very lack of walks that he has had in his professional career. 7 walks total. He throws, fouled back. Opened up this year as a Fort Myers Mighty Muscle. 1 relief appearance, 7 starts, 5 walks, 53 strikeouts, and 38 and two-thirds innings. Here it comes. Malone takes a ball off the outside corner. Now the count is full. Could we see his 8th walk coming here? There might be no better batting eye in the Lugnuts than Malone. The 3-2. Hammered down the left field line, but foul. Brennan Malone turned on it. Just a little bit too far out in front. If you're wondering about Matthews, 10 home runs served up. 3-2. Strike 3 called on the outside corner at the knees. Now Malone is down watching. So keep that in mind, those 10 home runs given up in limited time. Allowed 2 home runs apiece to Beloit June 22nd, at Peoria June 29th, at Beloit July the 14th, a home run apiece each of his last 2 outings. He fires. Colby Thomas skies the first pitch he sees down the right side. Foul ground. First baseman Cavaco cannot make the catch. Deep into the Cedar Rapids pen, located up the right side in foul ground. There is not very much foul ground at all here in Cedar Rapids up the line. I wonder if they would consider, with a renovation, putting the bullpens out beyond the outfield wall. The difficulty is, out beyond the outfield wall, there's a hill descending. Here's the pitch. Thomas takes a ball up and away. 1 ball, 1 strike, and the Lugnuts right fielder. The bullpens are just cramped in there. No score in the top of the 2nd. Matthews throws. Swing and a miss. Chased it up. Strike 2. Now Thomas yesterday smacked his 3rd Colby Jack as a member of the Lugnuts. 11 home runs this year overall. That's a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Matthews got him. Once again, working up in the zone at 95 miles per hour. 2 away, 3 strikeouts overall for Matthews. Scoreless game, top of the 2nd. Bring up Avery Bielanjales, number 6 hitter. The pitch is chopped on the left side. 1 eye hop for Leaping Ross at 3rd. Throws to 1st, got him. Side retired. 6 up, 6 down against the Cedar Rapids Colonels right-hander. The 1.5, no score at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A matinee from Cedar Rapids with the Quaker Oats Factory. The Quaker Oats sign not lit up right now, but you can see it well out beyond the left center field wall. Colonels and Lugnuts scoreless. Mitch Myers has completed his warm-up pitches. Catcher Carlos Amaya 1 hops a throw down to 2nd. Let's bring up Ross, followed by Ortega and Urbina. 4-5-6 in the Colonels' order for the last of the 2nd inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser.
Third baseman Ben Ross.
The right-handed hitting Ben Ross to get things going. Mitchell Hilliard Myers faces home plate, winds, throws up and inside and off the bat. That Ross did not swing. It's a foul ball and it's strike one. I went back and I watched the replay of the Jacob Wilson foul ball yesterday where the bat was being held over his shoulder behind his head and still it was a foul ball. Righty deals to righty. Strike called on the outside corner. It was a strong start for Mitch. Noah Miller grounded out to Wilson at short and then Meyer struck out Rodriguez and Rosario. The first looking, the second swinging. Here's the 0-2. Buried it. Ross takes ball one. Ross is hitting 243, but with a ton of power. 19 doubles, 1 triple, and 14 home runs for the starting third baseman. The pitch. Last on one hop. Right past T.J. Schofield, Sam at third. He'll lead it in the left field where it hops up on Elliott. Ross screeches to a halt around first base. A throw comes into second. Ben Ross returns with a single. That is the definition of an ole by T.J. Schofield Sam. That ball was drilled at him on one sizzling bounce. Didn't get his body in front of it. Just tried to flash the glove out on the ball. Screamed right by him. So leadoff single. Last of the second inning for Cedar Rapids. No score in the game. Righty, righty. A pitch to Jorel Ortega fouled off into the netting on the right. Strike one. The native of Puerto Rico had a sixth rounder last year. Cedar Rapids has its roster heavily affected by how the Twins drafted last year. And considering that the Colonels are 59-28, I would say that looks like a good draft. The pitch. Strike called outside corner. One hop back pick into first base from Mamaya. Not in time. Ross avoided it. Dove back in. Just going back through the 2022 draft for the Minnesota Twins. I'm going to go alphabetically through the roster. It's easiest. The 13th rounder. Yesterday we saw the starting pitcher, C.J. Culpepper. Starting pitcher, Kyle Jones, later on in the rotation. A 7th rounder. 9th rounder, Corey Lewis. I think we'll see him in the starting rotation. Pitch. Breaking ball down and away. One ball, two strikes on Ortega. Let's see. 8th rounder, Zebby Matthews getting the start today. 4th rounder, Andrew Morris. That takes care of the pitchers. 2nd rounder, Connor Prelip, unfortunately, is on the injured list. Ross at first, nobody out. And time is granted. Among the position players, Andrew Cassetti started yesterday. He was the 11th rounder. This is the 6th rounder, Ortega. Ben Ross at first base, the 5th rounder. Myers peers over his left shoulder at Ross. Comes set, throws. Strike three called at the knees. Myers rings up Ortega. Third strikeout for Mitch out of 4 outs recorded.
Batting 6, the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Designated hitter, Misael Urbina.
There's one last 2022 draft pick to tell you about, Dalton Schuffield, but he has not appeared yet in the series. Didn't start yesterday. Is not starting today. Righty, righty. The pitch to Misael Urbina. Off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes on the DH. In the series opener yesterday, Urbina singled and doubled and walked and scored 3 runs out of the 8 hole. Batting 6th here. The pitch. That's a strike called. Myers with a fastball at 91 miles per hour. Working the inner third. Ross singled to lead off this home second. He's at first, one out, no score. Myers sets, throws. Swing and a miss, strike two. Off speed. Fastball, slider, changeup, curveball from Mitch in the arsenal. Last outing. It was his curveball that was doing a lot of damage. Wipes with his glove against his chest against Amaya's sign. Fires. Runner moves. Pitches low and away. Throw down to second base. One hops into Adelaide. Tags out Ross. Two gone. It was another one hopper by Amaya, but he put it right on the bag, first base side, and there was Angeles greeting Ben Ross's foot. Ross caught trying to steal for the third time in 9 attempts. Two outs and nobody on. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Misael Urbina. Myers winds, throws. Up and inside, and I think he hit him. Let's see, did it hit the hand or the bat? The bat rules the home plate umpire, Silvestri. Oh, man. Urbina immediately spun away from home plate, wincing with pain, looking up to the heavens. But it caught his fingers and the bat. So again, the 2-2. And that was not called a strike, despite catcher Amaya jumping up from his crouch, thinking that they had him. Silvestri ruled it high. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So you've got a batter who feels like he should be at first. You've got a catcher who feels like he should be in the dugout. Myers wipes, deals, popped up but foul, back and out of play. 0-0, last of the second inning. Mitch Myers, the Pitt Panther, offers. Up and in. He walked him. Urbina is on. Now the first walk given out by Mitch, who did not walk a batter last time out against Quad Cities.
The catcher for the Cardinals batting next, Jefferson Morales.
Now Jefferson Morales, starting catcher today. Idle yesterday. Navy Sox pulled up high. Bats out of a deep crouch. The pitch. Chopper pushed past Myers to second baseman Onales. Takes it himself right to second. Stepping on the bag to force out Urbina. Now the fielder's choice ends the frame. A hit, a walk, one left. No runs for either squad. Now we've played 2 complete. Going to the third inning from Cedar Rapids. No score.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The bottom third of the Lugnuts order coming up for the top of the third inning. Jessica Berg-Strasser here with you. 0-0. Lansing Lugnuts, Cedar Rapids, Colonels. Colonels righties Ebby Matthews takes on Elliott, Amaya, Schofield, Sam. It begins with the left-handed hitting Clark Elliott against Matthews, who has struck out 3 out of the 6 batters that he has faced, and nobody has reached yet. He winds and throws. Whacked foul on a line off the left side. Strike 1. Elliott yesterday was 1-for-4 with a single and a walk. The kick, the pitch. Fastball. Strike called on the outside corner. 92 here on the stadium gun. Quickly a 2-strike hole for Clark. Batting 189. This is his 50th game as a member of the Lugnuts after he was called up from single A Stockton. He has reached base in 9 consecutive games coming in. The pitch, a dribbler foul, rolled up the right side. I encourage you to drop me a line, JGOLDSTRASS at LansingLugnuts.com. Jay Goldstrass at Lansing Lugnuts. Or find me on social media at Jay Goldstrass. Matthews to the plate. Up and away. Catcher Morales wanted to hum that ball around the horn. No, sir. One ball, two strikes on Clark. 69th overall pick last year. The deal, low and away. Two balls and two strikes. The sign from Morales. The pitch from Matthews. Elliott takes it in. Nearly struck him. 3-2. Keep in mind, two walks for Zebby Matthews in all of his time in the Midwest League. Payoff. Fly ball left field. Well struck. Kyler Fedko goes back. That ball is caught by Fedko right as he reaches the track. And then he leaps up against the wall. Great contact by Elliott. Out number one. That's what we saw earlier. Remember, Brendan Malone worked the count full, and then he crushed one home run distance, but barely fouled to left. Where the count goes to 3-2, Zebby Matthews does not want to walk you, and you get a pitch to meet up. What a running catch by Fedko. Now the pitch to Carlos Amaya. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Elliott showing off opposite field power. And that grab denies Elliott extra bases. That ball was behind him. The pitch. Scott foul off the right side. Strike two. And now you've got the worry of either Matthews climbing the ladder with the fastball or going with the slider low and away. That's how he struck out Junior Perez back in the first inning. 0-2. It's the slider line to center field. That ball is caught by sliding Rodriguez. And that's two great catches in two batters in the top of the third inning. And two balls barreled up by the Lugnuts against Matthews. Two outs, nobody on. Eight up, eight down against the Cedar Rapids starter. No score. Matthews throws to TJ Schofield Sam. Strike one called outside corner. Left-handed batter waits. The pitch off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Here it is. A ground ball past the pitcher, Matthews. Shortstop Miller from the right of second takes it and throws to first in time. Three perfect innings for Zebby Matthews, and he can thank his defense for that. In the middle of the third inning, scoreless from Cedar Rapids.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
In the top half of the inning, Zebby Matthews has not allowed a Lugnuts base runner yet through three. As we go to the bottom of the third inning, we see if Mitch Myers can hold serve in a scoreless game. Lugnuts and Cedar Rapids Colonels, game two of a six-game series. Colonels won yesterday 12-9. Today has opened up a little bit differently. At this point in yesterday's game, the score was 8-5 Cedar Rapids.
Leading off for the Colonels.
8-9-1, Fedko, Cavaco, and then Miller. It begins with Kyler Fedko. Righty against righty. Here's the pitch to the left fielder. He pops it up. Out in the right field, hits shallow. Right fielder Thomas calls off second baseman Anales, loses his cap, takes in the baseball. And there's one gone. One gone on one pitch for Mitch. It's not a bad Keone Kavako. First rounder of the Minnesota Twins 4 years ago. The man on deck, Noah Miller, was the first rounder 2 years ago. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Fastball by him. 91 from Mitch. The wind, the toss. Kavako swings and misses. Strike two. I remember Kavako hitting a home run in Lansing. He's an imposing figure. Upright stance, but only listed on the roster at 6 feet tall, 195 pounds. I don't know, too. Breaking ball away. One ball, two strikes with one out, nobody on. The number nine hitter waits. Here comes. Swing and a miss. Meyer struck him out with a fastball. Just overpowered him. Two outs. Four strikeouts for Myers. The switch hitting Noah Miller bats left. And Myers throws. It's bunted foul, rolling off toward the Lugnuts dugout. Miller grounded out to shortstop Wilson his first time up. The step, the kick, the pitch. Oh, maybe a little high. Catcher Meyer rose up from his crouch and then that ball dropped down. Ball and a strike on Miller. Black bat in hand, waggling it above his left shoulder. Myers wipes at his jersey with his glove and then steps off the rubber. No pitch clock violation. The third base coach and manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Brian Dinkelman, is walking in saying, "Ah, yes, there was one. Ah." Thumbs up from the home plate umpire, Silvestri, to Dinkelman. A 2-1 pitch. A check swing. Breaking ball in. Three balls and a strike. Emmanuel Rodriguez is on deck. Two outs, nobody on. Myers throws. And that misses too. That's ball four. So the pitch clock infraction matters. And the walk to Miller. Second walk given out by Myers.
Getting next to the curtains, center fielder Emmanuel Rodriguez.
Emmanuel Rodriguez struck out looking on a 3-2 pitch his first time. A left-handed hitting slugger takes a ball outside. Zero to zero in the bottom of the third inning. It's a short lead for the moment for Miller at first base. He is a highly able base dealer as Rodriguez takes ball too low. Uh-oh. Miller 10 for 11 in steals. Carlos Amaya last inning threw out Ben Ross trying to steal against Mitch Myers. Myers throws. Got under it. Left side. Third baseman Schofield Sam right down the line. Crosses into foul ground to put it away just to the right of the coach's box. That'll do it. Myers fires his third scoreless inning. He has matched Matthews. And he sends us to the fourth. Lansing and Cedar Rapids, no runs yet from the city of five seasons and Veterans Memorial Stadium.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Here comes round two for the Lugnuts order against Zebby Matthews. Junior Perez shows bunt, pulls back, fastball high, ball one. No score entering the fourth inning from Veterans Memorial Stadium. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The pitch. Perez lifts it. Foul. Right side. Catcher Morales hoping for a play. No, sir. Four rows back and then a high hop up in the stands. One ball, one strike on Junior Perez with Jacob Wilson and then Danny Bautista Jr. waiting. No base runners yet for the Lugnuts against Matthews, but they are getting closer. Here's the pitch. Tried a front door breaking ball and missed up and in. Turned the other cheek. Two balls, one strike. Junior struck out on a 3-2 his first time. 2-1 here. Ripped to the left side. Base hit left field. He barreled. Fedco feeds it in. Perez has the leadoff single. He is getting better and better at home plate as this year has gone on. I don't think I've ever seen a player have the kind of struggles that Junior had to start the year.
Number two, Jacob Wilson.
You know I'm going to yield to the youngster doing the PA announcing, and that was well done. But Junior struggled to start the year, and not so right now. Here's Jacob Wilson. The pitch. Check swing. Breaking ball away. On appeal. Didn't go. Ball one. Wilson lined out hard to the left fielder Fedco his first time. 0-0, top of the fourth. Perez a threat to run. The pitch. Foul the way to the right side. Ball and a strike on Wilson. Jacob Wilson is 6'3", 190 pounds. Wearing number two with the Lugnuts. Bat waggling. Stance open. Matthews firing. Fastball. Strike two called outside corner. 94. One ball and two strikes. I'm not sure if any other first rounders have landed in the Midwest League yet, if Wilson's the first. Pitcher's pitch on 1-2 will wait. Pickoff throw to first instead. Perez dove back in. 29 steals for Junior this year in 35 attempts. The league's leading, the Lugnuts lead the league in steals. Here's the pitch. Line drive right field. Kalai Rosario to his right makes the catch. Perez retreats to first. Two good swings, two great instances of contact for Wilson, and he's 0-2.
Now batting, the designated hitter, number 29, Danny Bautista, Jr.
Getting to see the way that he utilizes the whole field. I have not seen him look bad yet. This is early. I'm liking what I'm seeing from him. I think I understand why the A's drafted him. There's the pitch. Danny Bautista, Jr. takes ball one low. Yesterday was 1-for-1 with a double to walk the HBP. Today he's 0-for-2, and I don't know. Gotten to see him play a little defense, making me smile. Perez runs. The pitch fouled off at home, though. Junior lost his helmet halfway between first and second. He overran second base, gave a look back. Second baseman Ortega gave him a slap with the glove, said, "Go on back now." One ball, one strike, and Danny Bautista Jr. told me after yesterday's game, started slow. Then started to pick things up. The pitch, check swing, foul. That fastball came riding up and in. Ball at two strikes on the reigning Midwest League Player of the Week, 11 for his last 24. And he's reached base in 13 consecutive games entering play today. Stirrups pulled up high as per the norm. Steps up in the batter's box. Pickoff though into first base. Not in time to get Junior in. Is Junior a little shaken up? He was slow to rise. Now he's fine. Might have hurt that right hand as he reached back in. Let's see if Danny steps up in the box. He does. Matthews kicks, throws. Check swing, slider down and away. Well, this is fun. Two balls, two strikes, and Danny Bautista Jr. So he sets up. His right foot is on the very back edge of the right-hand batter's box. And then as the pitcher comes at, he steps up. And he swings and lashes it up the middle. A base hit to center field. He's on again. Perez checks into second base. Rodriguez watches him and plays it into short on a hop. A single for Bautista Jr. He now has a 14-game on-base streak. Fascinating to see Danny Bautista Jr. right as the pitcher came set. A couple of times that plate appearance, including on that single, suddenly step up in the batter's box to meet the pitch sooner. And those quick hands flashing through. Now Brennan Malone. Two on, one out, no score. He fires the first pitch foul out of play right side. Strike one. Cleanup hitter in the order. Check swing foul into the screen. Hello to Brian Lardner checking in via email. And also letting me know that today is Lansing Lugnut manager Craig Conklin's birthday today. Happy birthday, Conk. Did not have the chance to see Conk before today's game. Two strike pitch from Zebby Matthews. Malone smokes it up the middle. Base hit center field. Great speed for Perez. Rounds third. He's on his way to score. A throw goes into third base. Bautista Jr. is out at the bag. Throw to second base. Malone is safe. Bautista Jr. tagged out by Ben Ross in the throw by Manuel Rodriguez. But an RBI single for Malone, who moves into scoring position himself. Perez is in, and the Lugnuts lead 1-0. Next up, Colby Thomas. Two outs, runner at second for the number five hitter in the order. Matthews struck out Thomas his first time. Got him swinging on a 1-2 delivery. Thomas, great power. The pitch. Check swing foul into the screen on the right and then down into the Colonel's first base side dugout. A lot of check swings against these Matthews pitches. Here it is. Off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. So the Lugnuts score first today against Cedar Rapids. Singles in this fourth inning by Perez, Bautista Jr. and Malone. And Wilson, the only out at home plate, lined out hard to right. A 1-1. High. Two balls and a strike. Round two for the Lugnuts, squaring up Matthews. Highly susceptible to giving up the home run. 10 home runs allowed, most on Cedar Rapids. And here's a man who's liable to hit one. The pitch, a ground ball shot on the left side. Difficult hop past Ross. Picked up by shortstop Miller. Throw to first, late. Colby Thomas beats out the infield single. And Malone over to third base on the play. Runners are at the corners for the Nuts for A. Rubio Anales. Ah, they took away the PA microphone for Anales' name from the kid. And pitcher coach Carlos Hernandez pays a visit to pitcher Zebby Matthews. Entering play today, Matthews was averaging about one hit per inning worked. And as you see as things have gone here today, that doesn't necessarily mean one hit per inning. Perfect first, perfect second, perfect third. Four hits and five batters in this fourth inning. So overall his stats look like this. 3 1/3, four hits, one run, three strikeouts, no walks. But the Lugnuts are getting to him, and the contact is harder and harder on balls being put into play. Thomas at first, a threat to steal against him. A. Rebiel Anales is 0-1 today with a ground out to third, but he had a two-hit game yesterday. Mound meeting broken up by the home plate umpire Silvestri. And now Zebby Matthews against A. Rebiel Anales, Lugnuts leading 1-0, top of the fourth inning. Two outs, runners are at first and third. The pitch, breaking ball down and away. 1-0. Second baseman Ortega is playing to his right, right up the middle. Outfield straight up. Shortstop Miller deep to the hole. The pitch is laced to left field. That falls for a base hit in front of Fedko. In from third, Malone. Thomas checks into second. Fedko gets it into short. RBI single, A. Rebiel Anales. Five singles and six batters. 2-0 Lugnuts. And they give the microphone back to the youngster for Clark Elliott's name. Barrel after barrel after barrel. Action in the Cedar Rapids pen. The pitch to Elliott. Line drive pushed foul up the left field line. Elliott flied out to very deep left field, leading off the third inning. And now batting here in the fourth. Thomas at second, Anales at first. Two outs, two runs in for a 2-0 lead. Roddy firing to left-handed batter. Smoked on the ground, right side. Grabbed by second baseman Ortega. Close to first. Retires the side. Lugnuts score two on five singles in the top of the fourth inning and lead two. They're 3.5. It's the Nuts 2, the Colonels nothing.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Two to nothing. Lansing now leading, going to the bottom of the fourth inning from Rise to Greatness Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I'll give you your Lugnuts trivia question of the game right here in the bottom of the fourth inning. RBI singles in the top half from Brennan Malone and A. Rebiel Anjales. Kalai Rosario to be followed by Rawson Ortega against the righty Mitch Myers. Now with that 2-0 lead, it is back.
Kalai Rosario.
There's the pitch from Myers. Rosario takes ball one high. Myers wipes at his jersey once, twice. Ball on a glove, rocks and throws. Strike called outside corner. Rosario struck out swinging his first time up. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Maybe Myers has his number. That strikeout for Rosario back in the first inning was his 107th of the year. Only Lugnut over 100. Junior Perez has 102 strikeouts. And Myers wipes twice briskly at his jersey. This is the first time I can recall him doing it. Dealing. Line drive left field. Clark Elliott backs up. That ball is over his head. Off the base of the wall. Extra bases for Rosario. Elliott throw in. Taken in by the shortstop Wilson, who jogs it in. Rosario has a double. Myers does not, in fact, have his number. 23rd double of the year.
Number 15, Ben Ross.
Righty-righty, the pitch to Ben Ross. Fouled away in the air right side. Your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game. The Lugnuts leading 2-0 at the bottom of the fourth inning from Veterans Memorial Stadium. Your question is, which former Lugnuts manager played for the Cedar Rapids Colonels? And 0-1. Lifted up and foul. Off to the right side and back and out of play. 0-2 on Ross. Singled in the second inning. Caught trying to steal second base by Carlos Amaya and Aribia Lanales. So which former Lugnuts manager played for the Cedar Rapids Colonels? Can you remember who it was? Email in Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Kalai Rosario is at second. Nobody out for the Colonels. Bottom of the fourth. And 0-2. Down low. Ross has whipped 91 times this year. Myers has struck out 4. Comes set. Looks back. Deals. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 5. And it's the fastball from Mitch at 93 that he is blazing past these Colonels.
Now batting the second baseman, number 9, Jarrell Ortega.
Jarrell Ortega now. He struck out his first time. And he grounds the first pitch foul wide of third. Strike one. Two to nothing Lansing. Suddenly out hitting the Colonels 5-2 thanks to 5 singles and 6 batters in the top half of this fourth inning. And 0-1 from Myers will wait. Time granted. Ortega has the sliding mitt jutting out from his back right pocket. The pitch. Line drive hooked foul down the left field side. Out of the pavilion. I think that's what they call that. That wooden area up the left side. 0-2. I have heard from the strength and conditioning man, the sport performance coach on the Lugnuts, Stephen Thayer. He says Mitch Myers is the best chess player on this Lugnuts team. 0-2. Swing and a foul tip into the middle for Maya. This right now is, well, it's not checkers for these Cedar Rapids Colonels batters because Myers has struck out his 6th in back-to-back K's after the Rosario double.
Now batting. 2 gone. Number 18, Misael Urbina.
Here's the pitch to Misael Urbina. Up and inside, ball 1. Myers is a fascinating guy. Stephen Thayer also does riddles that he poses to the team. Apparently Mitch is not very good at those. But chess, he dominates. He deals, and he finds the zone inside corner at the letters. Strike call. A 2-0 Lugnuts lead. Rosario doubled to open up this home fourth inning. Then the strikeouts of Ross, then Ortega. A pitch, missing ball 2 to Urbina, who walked his first time. A native of Venezuela, signed 5 years ago, 21 years young, slightly open stance from the right, the pitch to him, swing and a miss on the slider, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The umpires are wearing their light blue shirts today, the short sleeve shorts, Here's the pitch, that's inside. and the charcoal gray pants. Adam Jackson never does describe the umpire's shoes, does he? They're black and white. Three balls, two strikes, and Urbina. Here's the payoff. That's a little up and a little away. Myers saying, that's clearly a strike. He's shaking his head at the home plate umpire, Silvestri. It's ball four. Myers cannot believe that that pitch missed. So he takes out his frustrations on the rosin bag. The second walk drawn by Urbina. Myers was certain he had back-to-back-to-back strikeouts to end this fourth inning after the double. And instead, he has to pitch to Jefferson Morales. Grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. First pitch, fouled up and away to the right. Morales comes in as a 259 hitter. 20 walks, 32 strikeouts in 37 games. He has seen two pitches. He has swung at both. From his deep crouch on the right side, knees bent. Here it comes. Line toward third. One hop picked by Schofield. Sam, a race to third. He wins it against the sliding Kalai Rosario. And for his second consecutive plate appearance, a Jefferson Morales fielder's choice ends the potential Cedar Rapids threat. We're going to the fifth inning. Lugnuts in the lead, 2-0 in Cedar Rapids.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
During the Lugnuts series at Quad Cities, they lost to begin matters. They lost the first two games. And then Mitch Myers went to the mound, and he tossed a gem, and that righted Lansing. And the Lugnuts came back and split that six-game set. Well, here we are in Cedar Rapids. Lugnuts lost yesterday 12-9. Mitch Myers has gone to the mound, fired four scoreless. Lugnuts bring a 2-0 lead to the top of the fifth inning now in Cedar Rapids. And here's Carlos Amaya. Swings and misses the first offering from Zebby Matthews. Strike one. It's Amaya, Schofield, Sam, then the top of the order, and Junior Perez. Righty, righty. Pitch on its way. Amaya fouls it back into the screen. And Carlos's first at bat, he lashed a line drive to center field. And Emmanuel Rodriguez made a great sliding catch to rob him. Last time out, a two-hit game for Amaya on Sunday in Quad Cities. And 0-2. A tapper rolling fair in front of home plate up the third base side. Carlos Amaya is tagged out in the left-hand batter's box. He stood up. He walked over home plate, and he and the catcher Morales looked at it. Morales picked it up. And that is as easy an out as Jefferson Morales will ever have. One up, one down for T.J. Schofield Sam. Grounded out to the second baseman Ortega his first time. The pitch. At the knees, outside corner, strike called. But the Lugnuts in the fourth inning. Boy, did they go to work against Zebby Matthews. Matthews deals. Fouled away. Off the area above the sweet level and bouncing down out of the seating bowl. The metal facing here. No balls, two strikes. The right-hander gets his sign. Kicks, offers. Check swing, did he go? Breaking ball in the dirt. Yes, he did. Strike three. Morales, another tag. Strikeout number four for Matthews. And that brings us to the leadoff hitter, Junior Perez, who started off that stretch of five singles in six batters, including four consecutive singles that netted the Lugnuts the game's first two runs. That's Junior Perez. One for two, single run scored, 2-0 Lansing. The pitch, fastball to start him, called a strike inside corner. Matthews throws. Fly ball pounded left field. Fedko goes back, looks up. Junior Perez hits it off the Bally Live ad. It's gone. Perez homers in back-to-back games. The Lansing Lugnuts 3, the Cedar Rapids Colonels 0 on Junior Perez's 8th homer of the year.
Batting next after the home run, shortstop Jacob Wilson.
Now Jacob Wilson, 11th home run served up this season by Matthews. And something is wrong with the home plate umpire Chris Silvestri's mask. Has an embarrassed smile on his face as he's fiddling around with it to the right of the crouching catcher Morales. Now Silvestri's ready to go. So here's the first rounder. And there goes Junior Perez. My goodness. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Wilson was looking to ambush. Jacob is 0 for 2 with two lineouts. One to left, one to right. Strike one toss. Fouled away to the right side. Strike two. Two outs and nobody on. And the Lugnuts up 3-0. Here it comes, down and away with a slider. You're not going to tempt him there. Only 5 strikeouts in 49 games this past college baseball season. Hardest batter to strike out in the nation. That's a 1-2. Fastball up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Outfield straight up. Second baseman Ortega up the middle. A break even. Inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Well, Matthews, who doesn't walk anyone, is taking on Wilson, who never strikes out. So is this ball going to be put into play? 3-2. On the outside corner, called strike three. Wilson was sure that that was ball four. The Lugnuts have had a couple of disagreements with Chris Silvestri. So instead of the walk to keep things moving, we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lansing now 3-0 on a Junior Perez solo home run.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
The bottom of the fifth inning, we'll see batters 8, 9, and 1, Fedko, Cavaco, and Miller. The same batters who came up against Mitch Myers in the third inning. That 2 innings later. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. A 3-0 Lugnuts lead. 2 runs in the fourth, 1 more in the fifth against Zebby Matthews. Junior Perez applying the latest tally. 4-bagger out to left. homering for a second consecutive game. Kyler Fedko flied out to right field to lead off the third inning. A first pitch of the bottom of the fifth is dealt in by right-hander Mitch Myers. Up high, a one ball, no strikes. Fedko is Cape Cod League teammates with the Bourne Braves, with the Lugnuts right fielder Colby Thomas, who caught his fly. Swings and misses the off-speed. One ball, one strike. Fedko from Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, 12th rounder 2 years ago. The summer that he and Thomas were teammates. Thomas then drafted last year, third rounder from Mercer. Here's the pitch to Fedko. Fly ball lifted high and foul, ways off the left side. I think that ball's out of the ballpark entirely. One ball and two strikes. Now, Fedko has three home runs to go along with three doubles and one triple, but the batting average down near 200. The pitch, up and in. He heard that ball go by him. 2-2. The walk-to-strikeout ratio is good, 24-26. He just does not hit safely. 2-2. Down and away. Did not chase the slider. Count is full. Ball and a glove, the rock, the 3-2. Strike three called, outside corner. Down goes Fedko. Strikeout number 7 from Mitch Myers. This is the most number of strikeouts that Myers has in a game this year. And he's tossed 4 1/3 innings. Roddy Roddy to the number 9 hitter, Keone Cavaco, struck out his first time. The pitch, a curveball lifted left field, Elliott to his right, a jumping catch. Well done, Clark Elliott. Two outs. Hanging curveball from Myers that Cavaco is on. And now Mitch is one out away from finishing off a fifth scoreless inning. Lugnuts leading 3-0. Myers fires, and Noah Miller takes ball one low. Miller grounded to shortstop in the first, walked in the third. Switch hitter batting left. A 1-0. Swing and a miss, and the fastball up. 90 miles an hour and by him. Last year, pitching for the Stockton Ports, Myers struck out 7 batters in the game 3 times. So he has tied his professional high. He throws. Line drive over the leaping shortstop Wilson. It's a base hit to left field. It's Elliott who gloves and gets it in. And it's an oppo single for Miller. That brings up Emmanuel Rodriguez.
Center fielder number 13, Emmanuel Rodriguez, number 13.
Rodriguez is 0 for 2, struck out looking in the first, fouled out to third base in the third inning. Two outs. Miller at first, a threat to go. Cedar Rapids down 3-0. Here's the pitch. High fly towering down the left side. Third baseman Schofield's ham. Shortstop Wilson rushing over, but the ball's off the tarp. That foul ball means strike one. If you're looking up the very best prospects in the Minnesota Twins organization, you will stumble across Emmanuel Rodriguez's name, and you'll come across it really quick. He is the number 2 prospect in the system. He was signed 4 years ago, and he was signed for $2.5 million. And 0-1. Fastball high. His grades, according to MLB Pipeline, his power graded at a 60. His arm graded at a 60. Look, 45 is fine, 50 is great, 55 exceptional, 60 all-star level. 1-1. Fly ball crushed to right field. It's on its way, and it's gone. Emmanuel Rodriguez walking up the line and then discarding his bat, and now he's going to run around the bases. The two-run shot off of Myers. Cedar Rapids trails 3-2. Your number two prospect in the Minnesota Twins organization. The bat boy for Cedar Rapids twirling his hand around. He meets Rodriguez at the home plate circle. Home run number 12 this year for Manuel Rodriguez. All right. Colonels within one run, 3-2. And now Kalai Rosario against Myers. Two outs, nobody on. The wind and the pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. Rosario is 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a double. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. An angry fastball from Myers. Strike two. Rosario steps out of the batter's box. Now takes that bat in his hand. Digs back in. The native Hawaiian crowding the plate. Myers shakes off a couple of signs. Nods yes. 0-2 on its way. Fly ball pounded to deep left field. Elliott is at the wall. And they've gone back to back. Tie game 3-3 on Rosario's 16th home run of the year. Off an 0-2 pitch from Myers. Mitch Myers all year had allowed only one home run all season. And you have to go all the way back to the very first game that he pitched this year against West Michigan, April the 12th. And now he's allowed home runs number 2 and 3 in 2023. Wipe the bases clean for Ben Ross. Oh, by the way, Ross this year is 14 homers. 1-for-2 with a single. The pitch, up and inside, ball one. Cedar Rapids has gone back to back to back with home runs already this season once. Myers throws. Low. Two balls and no strikes. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. And there's strike one. Myers went off speed. Top of the order for a third time around from Cedar Rapids against Myers after the strikeout and the line out to open up this fifth inning. The pitch, last foul on a line left side, into the netting that is just past the Lugnuts dugout. And it's two balls and two strikes. Last Friday, Kalai Rosario, Ben Ross, and Jarrell Ortega homered consecutively. That was their first time hitting three straight home runs since last May 2022. Ross takes a called strike three on the outside corner, and that ends the fifth inning. Let's go to the sixth. Manuel Rodriguez hitting a two-run shot. Kalai Rosario following with a solo homer. Mitch Myers as he greets Carlos Amaya, the two of them talking together. Myers touched his chest as if to say, that's my fault. I take full responsibility. Tie game 3-3. Go to the sixth inning from Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
The Lugnuts scored the first three runs. The Colonels have scored the last three runs. 3-3 going to the sixth inning. And Cedar Rapids goes to the bullpen. So, Zebby Matthews is done after five. Matthews allows six hits and three runs, one home run to Junior Perez. He struck out five batters in the game. He did not walk a batter. New man on the mound is Malik Barrington, the right-hander, dealing to Danny Bautista Jr. And he's greeted with a first pitch that is fly to right center field. Rodriguez and Rosario converge. It's Emmanuel Rodriguez who takes it in at out number one. Malik Barrington is out of Jacksonville, Florida, signed as an undrafted free agent 2 years ago by the Minnesota Twins. So far this year, through 27 appearances, 4.34 ERA, two home runs allowed, and now 46 innings with 29 walks and 58 strikeouts. League batting a scant 181 against him. Righty, righty. Barrington to Brennan Malone. Front door breaking ball called strike one. That slider at 83 miles per hour. He deals. Slider outside. Malone is one for two. Struck out looking in the second inning, and your guess is as good as mine if that pitch was actually in the zone. Like the Jacob Wilson called strike three in the fifth inning. These teams have had some questions for Chris Silvestri. Malone swings. He gets under one. Foul ground right side for the first baseman, Cavaco, near the coach's box with the catch. Two outs. And Colby Thomas next.
Batting next to the Lansing Lugnuts. Left fielder. Correction. Right fielder. Colby Thomas.
Thomas is one for two with a swinging strikeout at a single. Righty versus righty. 3-3. Two outs, nobody on. A pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Oh, Colby was ready to uncoil. Barrington toes the rubber. Very little wind to speak of, but it's a nice cool day with a cloud cover above. Barrington throws. Swing and a miss. Colby chased it up. There's something about Barrington. Thomas is thinking, I should be able to barrel this guy. But so far, no sir. And Barrington attended Albany State. And then from Albany State, which is located in Georgia, pitched in independent baseball. And he was signed out of there by the Minnesota Twins. Looks like a great signing. This is an 0-2 for a 1-2-3 inning. Fly ball center field. Back goes Emmanuel Rodriguez at the warning track in front of the wall. Rodriguez makes the catch. Side retired. Just ran out of juice at the very end. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lugnuts and Colonels tied up 3-3 from Cedar Rapids.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now Mitch Myers going on the mound looking to complete a quality start, which would be his fourth of the year. Myers against Ortega, Urbina, and Morales, 5, 6, and 7 in the Cedar Rapids order. In a game that's tied up 3-3. Cedar Rapids has already gone to its bullpen. Myers has struck out Jarrell Ortega twice. He has walked Misael Urbina twice. Jefferson Morales is twice grounded into a fielder's choice. The pitch, Ortega swings and misses, strike one. Myers has struck out 8 today, setting a new professional high. Roddy winds and throws. That's popped up down the left side and a foul ground for the third baseman, Schofield Sam. He's got it with a two-hand squeeze, backpedaling at the very end. And one away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Unofficially from Mitch, I believe that he's on 90 pitches. Roddy Stevie Emanuels is warming up in the bullpen. Myers throws to Misael Urbina. High, ball one. So he is rapidly running out. Urbina has shown that he wants to work the count each time. A 1-0. Fouled straight back. Strike one. The Lugnuts scored 2 in the fourth inning on 5 singles. They added a run on the fifth on a Junior Perez homer. But in the bottom half of the fifth inning, back-to-back homers by the Colonels tied the score. The deal? Urbina a check swing foul. Strike two. A two-run homer by Manuel Rodriguez following a Noah Miller two-out single. And then Kalai Rosario followed up with a home run of his own. Rodriguez to right, Rosario to left. 1-2 the count. Myers deals. Down low. 2-2. He has been unsuccessful in trying to get Urbina to chase with him. A deep breath for Mitch. Then the pitch. Popped him up in the infield. Second baseman Onales backs up onto the grass. He's got the catch. Tiptoeing back onto the infield dirt. 2 gone on the bottom of the sixth inning. Myers is staying in. Rick Rodriguez, the acting pitching coach with Don Schulte away on break, checks in via walkie-talkie with the Lugnuts pen. On the other end of that walkie-talkie is Kumar Nambiar, standing beside Emanuels. 2 outs, nobody on, 3 all. Jefferson Morales, first pitch. Right down the middle, strike called. Pitch number 96 from Mitch. Twice, Morales has made the final out of an inning. He fouls off this toss over to the right side. Strike two. Back on May 30th, Myers tossed 5 1/3 innings, allowing 2 runs to the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Lugnuts fell in that game 5-4. The bullpen effort was not great. He's going to need a great bullpen effort here today, but looking to finish things himself. Deals. Fly ball crushed out to center field. Paris is on his horse. Can he get there? No. The ball's beyond him, and it goes all the way to the wall. Morales speeds around second. He's on his way for third. Will there be a relay? There won't. Stand-up triple, Jefferson Morales. Once again on a 2-strike pitch, just like Rosario's home run. And Craig Conklin is going to the mound. Mitch Myers throws his hands up to the heavens. 1 out away from finishing 6 innings. And instead, it's going to be up to the bullpen. Signal made, Stevie Emanuels is coming in. 98 pitches unofficially for Myers today. Jefferson Morales' first triple of the year ends his day. And what a matinee for Mitch Myers. In the dugout, third base side, glove under his arm, a low five without looking for one run Whitmire out of the dugout. And now going through all of his teammates and the staff. This was a necessary pitching performance. Yesterday, the Lugnuts had to use John Beller and Kumar Nambiar and Christian Fernandez and Pedro Santos because Jake Garland could not get out of the second inning. Utzemeyer shortening things up today, recording 17 of the 27 potential outs. And now Steve Emmanuel's in. Can Emmanuel's keep Cedar Rapids at bay? Can he strand Morales at third base first? That's goal number one. And then after that, we'll see how the late going goes. Game tied up 3-3 right now. Very different game than yesterday's 12-9 Colonels win and a slugfest for the series opener. Emmanuel's last appeared on the mound for the Lugnuts on July 27th at Quad Cities. Two walks, one hit, and 1 2/3 innings. He struck out two. He's inherited four runners this year. One of them has scored. First batter in facing him, though, is 0-for-8 with four strikeouts and one walk. And overall for Emmanuel's nine appearances, 16 1/3 scoreless innings. The league is only 8 hits against him, meaning a 151 batting average against, 21 strikeouts, 7 walks, and that 0.0 ERA for the Washington Husky. Emmanuel's against Kyler Fedko, right-hander against right-hander. Knees bent for Fedko. That twirling, the pitch. Down and away, ball one. Fedko is 0-for-2, flying to right, striking out looking against the starter Myers. 3-3 in the sixth, two outs. The pitch. Dribbler foul up the left side. And there, a strike one. And Morales, the runner at third, went over to help pick that ball up and get it off the playing surface. Three runs, six hits, no errors for both teams. Second game of the series, Nuts and Colonels. The Colonels, the best team in the West Division. 59-38, their record. Set. Here's the pitch. Lash to the right side. Base hit right field. In from third, Morales. And the Colonels lead. Colby Thomas lobs it into second. RBI single, Kyler Fedko. 4-3, Cedar Rapids. Run charge to Myers. It was a fastball away from Stevie Emmanuel's, and Fedko put bat on the ball and jabbed it. Line now complete from Mitch Myers. 5 2/3 innings. He allowed 6 hits and 4 runs. Emmanuel's throws, and Keone Cavaco takes ball one, low and away. Myers walked 3 batters, and he struck out 8, professional high. Gave up the 2 home runs in succession. Rodriguez and Rosario. Emmanuel's to the plate. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike for Cavaco on that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. A break even to the number 9 hitter in the Colonel's order. The breaking ball drops in there for a called strike in the inside corner. Strike 2. Top of the order, Noah Miller waiting on deck. Here it comes. That's high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colonels as a squad bat only 233 for this year. But with their 4 runs that they've scored today, they have now plated 502 for the season. Compared to the Lugnuts, 396. Quite a difference. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Emmanuel struck him out with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball away. That ends the 6th inning. But with 2 outs, Morales tripled and Myers day. Fedko gritted Emmanuel's with the RBI single. And the Colonels have their first lead of the game. They've scored 4 unanswered. And it's 4-3 Colonels going to the 7th inning.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Lugnuts trail for the first time today, 4-3 Cedar Rapids, here to the seventh inning. And Malik Barrington remaining on the mound for a second inning of work. The right-handed reliever will take on Anales, Elliott, and Amaya, 6-7-8 in the Lugnuts order. 4-3 Colonels. Barrington to Anales. Avery Biel takes a called strike. Showed bunt pulled back, had no intention of offering at that first pitch. Barrington relieved Zebby Matthews. Tossed a perfect sixth inning, going through the 3-4-5 hitters. He throws. Line drive left field, down for a base hit. Anales hooked it right down the line. Fedko quickly on hand. Anales a wide turnaround first. He's going right back to the bag, though, as the throw comes into second. A leadoff single for Avery Biel. And he has a two-hit game for a second straight day in this series. Showing off his bat-to-ball skills. Just hooked that ball. Not all that hard. So bring up Clark Elliott, who is 0-2 with a deep fly out to left. Out of ground out to second. 7 hits so far for the Lugnuts. Down by a run. Here's the pitch. Anale starts and stops the pitch outside. Off speed for ball one. A lot of sliders so far from Malik Barrington. The undrafted free agent. Signed from Indy Ball. Let's fly. Fastball runs in. Nearly hit Elliott. That's been a that's been a potential running theme for Clark. Pitcher's throwing at him. This year, lefties have struggled against Barrington. Right-handers have been better. Elliott batting left, waiting. A 2-0. That's high for ball three. A 144 batting average for left-handed batters against Malik Barrington. And yet falling way behind here. Barrington, as you might expect for somebody not drafted out of college and then having to go the independent baseball route, he's older. He's 25. On 3-0, you'd expect the red light. And it is, as Barrington peppers the middle. Fastball for a called strike one. Barrington began in college at Tallahassee Community College. And then from there, off to Albany State in Georgia. 6'2", 236 pounds. He'll turn 26 after the year ends. On the 3-1. Strike two called inside corner. Elliott thought that maybe that pitch was too tight. The independent team that Malik Barrington pitched for, the Birmingham Bluefield Beavers. The United Shore League up in Michigan. He fires. Inside ball four. Elliott is on. Clark Elliott reaching base for a 10th consecutive game. Elliott down to first. Anales up to second.
Number 30, Carlos Amaya.
And Cedar Rapids worried about how things are proceeding. Warming up, the left-hander Jordan Carr in the bullpen. Catcher Morales has been sent out to the mound to delay. Went out there, turned back around, headed halfway to home plate. He stopped. He's still talking. Malik Barrington is calling him right back to the mound. He goes back toward home plate. Barrington was playing around with the rosin bag. Jordan Carr has been arguably one of the best pitchers for Cedar Rapids all year. They're trying to get him warmed up in a hurry. Tying run at second. Go ahead, run at first for the Lugnuts. Nobody out. Carlos Amaya shows bunt. The pitch. He lays it down, but foul, rolling backward. Strike one. And off that first bunt from Amaya, that ball is not catching his bat flush. He needs to make sure that it gets some distance away from the catcher, Morales. Otherwise, Morales is going to have an easy play, picking it up and throwing down to third base to get the lead runner, Anales. Two speedy runners, Anales and Elliott. Down 4-3 in the seventh. Bonchon pulled back, pitch outside. One ball and one strike. Amaya's 0 for 2. Fly out to center. Ground out to the catcher. Always feel weird saying a ground out to the catcher, but it was a squibber. A kick, and Adelis is off of third base. A one-hop throw into Ben Ross, who applies the tag on A. Rebiel. He's out. Up to second base goes Clark Elliott. A. Rebiel Adelis is the last person to understand that Malik Barrington never threw a pitch. He just held on to the baseball. Kicked the leg up, pivoted about, and A. Rebiel too eager. Well, Elliott is now in scoring position. One away. Amaya now is not going to bunt. And the 1-1. Inside corner, strike two called. Front door slider. TJ Schofield Sam is on deck. How quickly fortunes can turn. Can Amaya come through? Can he tie the score at 4-4? Set by Barrington. On the pitch. Pop foul off the hands over my head. Elliott, the great speed, leading away from second. Held on there by second baseman Ortega. First baseman Cavaco way off his line. Right side of the infield open. The pitch. Line down to third base. One hop backhand pick by Ross. Throws to first to get him, all the while holding Elliott at second. It was sharp contact, but Ben Ross was equal to the challenge, just like he was up for making the play on the one hop throw by Barrington. So two outs, and it's up to TJ Schofield Sam to make something of this top of the seventh inning that began with a single and the walk. Barrington fakes off the rubber towards second. Clark Elliott the lead. Roddy throws to left-handed batter. Schofield Sam fouls it into the netting. Strike one. Yesterday, remember, Colby Thomas ran the Lugnuts out of an inning. Just got a little bit too eager on a single in the eighth. It's so important to watch those mistakes against a team as good as Cedar Rapids. Here's the pitch. A ground ball rolled over on the right side. Glove by Cavaco coming in. First baseman unassisted to his base. And the Lugnuts leave Elliott in scoring position. At the stretch, Cedar Rapids 4, Lansing 3.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'll check on the answer to our trivia question of the game as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Stevie Emanuel's back to the hill for the Lansing Lugnuts. I'm Jessica Briggs-Strassler, back on the microphone. Adam Jackson will rejoin me when the Lugnuts return home, coming up on August the 8th, Michigan State Capitol. Your Lugnuts trivia question of the game, which former Lugnuts manager was a Cedar Rapids Colonels player. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. 4-3 Colonels, last of the seventh, top of the order for Cedar Rapids. Emmanuel throws. Noah Miller takes a called strike on the fastball. I should say, the off-speed. There's a changeup on the inside corner at 86, and strike one called. Miller's 1-2. The pitch. Outside corner. Strike two called on the fastball at 93. Ground out, walk, single, run scored for Miller. Scored ahead of Emmanuel Rodriguez on Rodriguez's home run in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 6'5" tall Emmanuel's kicks, throws. A tapper right back to Stevie. Jags toward first. The underhand to Brendan Malone. And out number one.
In the 2 spot for the Colonels.
So now we have the legendary battle of Emmanuel Rodriguez against Stevie Emmanuels. Now, Emmanuel Rodriguez, that first name is spelled with two M's. For the pitch. That's crushed out to right field. Did he hit another home run? He did. 5-3 Colonels. First run allowed by Emmanuels in the Midwest League. Emmanuel Rodriguez wins the battle of the Emmanuels. So now the Lugnuts are down by 2. 5-3 hometown squad. Kalai Rosario homered his last time and following Rodriguez. First pitch here. Outside, ball one. So Stevie Emmanuel's first run allowed in the Midwest League this year comes 17 innings in. The wind and the pitch. Again off the outside corner. At 2 balls and 0 strikes. The correct answer to today's Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game was sent in by Chris Kleinhans Schultz, the former Cedar Rapids Colonels broadcaster. The pitch. Rosario takes ball three, down and away. One out, nobody on. Last of the seventh, 5-3 Cedar Rapids. Colonels have scored 3 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, now 1 here in the seventh, after the Lugnuts scored the game's first 3 runs. Here's the pitch. Down and in, ball 4. Emmanuels walks Rosario. How does Stevie respond to giving up that home run? Well, 4-pitch walk, and now Ben Ross steps in. Chris Kleinhans Schultz wrote in one of his all-time favorite Colonels players. It's Dallas McPherson. McPherson was the Lugnuts manager in 2019, the last year of the affiliation with the Blue Jays. The pitch to Ben Ross. Outside, ball one. 5 pitches have missed following the Rodriguez home run. McPherson played for Cedar Rapids in 2002, and this ballpark was brand new. Hit 308, 404 OBP, 606 slugging. What a slugger. The pitch. Ross gets under it, right field. Easy here for Colby Thomas or Junior Perez. Thomas makes the call, but it's Perez who makes the catch. Not 2 outs with Rosario returning to first base.
And 6 for Cedar Rapids. Second baseman, number 9, Jarrell Ortega.
McPherson played 132 games that year with the Colonels in 2002. 499 at-bats with 24 doubles, 3 triples, 15 homers, and 88 RBIs. He drew 78 walks, over 200 total bases. Midwest League All-Star. The pitch to Jarrell Ortega, swing and a miss, strike one, came out of the Citadel and was drafted by the Angels in the second round in 2001. Well, from Cedar Rapids to Rancho Cucamonga and Arkansas in 2003, and 2004 from Arkansas to Salt Lake AAA, and then up to the Anaheim Angels for 16 games, Dallas McPherson. The pitch, breaking ball away, 1 ball, 1 strike. The Angels in Anaheim, in 2005 they had changed their name to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and McPherson was up for 61 games. Played 40 games for the Angels in 2006, then moved to the Marlins, then from there to the White Sox. Finished up his playing career in 2013. The pitch, down and away. In the end, 5 years of Major League Baseball, 139 games, 21 doubles, 18 home runs for Dallas McPherson. The answer to today's Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game. And I hope that Dallas is doing well. Native North Carolinian. A 2-1. Ortega sends it skyward out to right field. Anales goes out. Thomas comes in. Anales makes the catch on the pop-out. And that'll do it for the bottom of the seventh inning. But Emmanuel Rodriguez is homered twice. In the fifth, his home run brought Cedar Rapids within one. Here in the seventh, his home run gives the Colonels a 2-run lead. 5-3, the Lugnuts trail going to the eighth inning.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
If the Lugnuts are going to try to battle back into this game, they'll have to do it against one of the best arms that Cedar Rapids has out of its pen. The Colonels call upon the switch-hitting, left-handed throwing, Jordan Carr. Top of the order, though, for Lansing. So Carr will have to go to work against the best hitters that the Lugnuts have. Perez, Wilson, Batista Jr., with Malone and Thomas looming. Cedar Rapids now up 5-3 on Emmanuel Rodriguez's second homer of the game. Approaching the 2 o'clock hour in the central time zone. The lefty Carr against the right-handed slugging Junior Perez. 2-for-3 today with a single and a homer. Here's the pitch. Sails outside. Ball one. Carr replaces Malik Barrington. He tossed 2 scoreless innings. 1 hit, 1 walk. No strikeouts. Carr's 1-0. Inside. 2 balls, no strikes on Perez, who is taking his game to the next level. This is so fun to watch. This is exactly what you want a player to do over the course of a long season. Carr's pitch. Off the outside corner. 3 balls and no strikes. Well, you know, Perez reaches. That brings up the next batter, the potential game-tying run. And the next batter is Jacob Wilson. On the 3-0, Junior takes a called strike in the outside corner. He was taking all the way. I cannot remember many occasions this year where we've seen the Lugnuts give a guy a green light on 3-0. Now on the other side, Cedar Rapids, they do that often. That's kind of their move. Time was granted. Now Perez back in. Carr sets. Kicks. Throws. Outside for ball 4. Junior Perez down to first base. That is his 33rd walk that he has drawn this year. That walk rate is rising. And it's rising precipitously. This has been so much fun to watch as he is putting it all together right now in high A. And based upon what I've seen, I am suddenly thinking that there is a case to be made that he should finish this year in AA Midland. The pitch to Jacob Wilson will wait. Pickoff, though, instead by Carr. Nearly sent the first baseman, Cavaco, tumbling right over him. In soccer, that would be called a foul. As it is, that's called safe. Jacob Wilson is 0-for-3. 2 lineouts and a strikeout looking. Southpaw dealing to the right-handed batter. Strike called outside corner on the off-speed. Now, as far as that 0-for-3 goes, If you want to be positive about an 0-for-3, hard line out to left, hard line out to right. The pitch, a bouncer right side, backhand stab, Cavaco, then he drops it, backhand shovel toss, Carr is called on the base for the out. Oh, Lugnuts first base coach Luis Baez was ready to explode. Jordan Carr was fighting blindly for his foot to find that base, but somehow he got there after Cavaco had the initial bobble and the fumble. Perez moves into scoring position. Wilson is out, 3-1. A one gone for Danny Bautista Jr. It looked like Jacob Wilson was trying to do the old Daniel Susak special. Punch it through the open right side. Danny Bautista Jr. knows something about that. Lefty throws to righty. Strike called at the letters. Outside corner. Five to three, Cedar Rapids, top of the eighth inning. From Rise to Greatness Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The pitch. That's off the outside corner. This park used to be Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium, which was changed to PG Cares Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Cars 1-1. Strike two called on the inside corner. Bautista Jr. says, time. Let me think about that. He thought that pitch was too tight. Born in Arizona, raised in Florida, trained in the Dominican. Bautista waits. Perez starts and stops. The pitch lined. Caught by the leaping shortstop Miller. Fires back in the second. Double play. Side retired. 7.5 complete. 5-3 Colonels leading the Lugnuts.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Final chance at insurance for the Cedar Rapids Colonels as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Colonels 5, Lugnuts 3. Lugnuts brought a 3-0 lead to the bottom of the fifth. Colonels scored 3 there to tie. And then a run apiece in the sixth and the seventh innings. And in the sixth, an RBI single by Kyler Fedko. Knocked in Jefferson Morales. As this bottom of the eighth inning opens, Brock Whittlesey has taken over for the Lugnuts, and he will take on Misael Urbina, then Morales, and then Fedko, 6-7-8. Stevie Emanuels, 1 1/3 innings today out of the Lugnuts pen. Roddy deals to Roddy. Urbina grounds sharply foul wide of third. Strike one. For Emanuels in his 1 1/3 innings, one strikeout, one walk, one home run allowed, two hits, one run. And now Whittlesey try to keep this a two-run deficit. 5-3 Colonels before the ninth. The pitch, a slider outside. I asked Carlos Amaya, the catcher, who is the best sinker on this Lugnuts team, and he said, no question, Brock Whittlesey. The kick, the toss. Sails outside. Two balls, one strike. Whittlesey's last action, July 30th at Quad Cities. Two scoreless innings, three strikeouts. The bearded one offers. Strike called on the count. Moves to 2-2. And the top half of this inning, what felt like a microcosm of how things have gone. Junior Perez at second base. One man out. Arbina takes ball 3 low. And Danny Bautista Jr. squared one up and hit a hard line drive that appeared ticketed for left center. That was going to score Jr. and bring the Lugnuts within one, putting on Bautista Jr. as the potential game-tying run, all with still only one out. Here's the pitch. High fly, shallow left. Wilson out. Elliott in from left. Elliott the call. And he makes the catch. His hat fell off. His sunglasses went flying. But there's at number one. Well, instead of that, the shortstop, Noah Miller, it's 5'11", went leaping high into the air to spear that Bautista Jr. line drive. And then when he landed, he quickly flung a throw over to second to double off Junior Perez and end the threat. Ground ball up the third base side. Fair ball taken in by Schofield Sam, back of the bag. Long throw across in time to Malone. Two outs. Whittlesey is one out away from a perfect frame. Jefferson Morales gone on one pitch.
And a gate for the Curtains. Left fielder number 5, Kyler Petko.
The Lugnuts will have Malone, Thomas, and Angeles. The 4, 5, and 6 batters due up in the ninth inning, likely against Jordan Carr. Whittlesey throws to Kyler Fedko. Down and away, ball 1. Now, Fedko is 1 for 3, but that RBI single, that's a crucial blow. That gave Cedar Rapids the lead in the sixth inning. The pitch, check swing, down it in. 2-0. 5-3 Colonels right now. Four more games to go in this series. And following today, all of the games, except for Sunday, will be in the evening. Fedko grounds toward third. One hard hop for Schofield Sam. The throw across guided to Malone. Out number 3. 1-2-3 go the Colonels against Brock Whittlesey. Looking good. Let's go to the ninth. Cedar Rapids 5, Lugnuts 3. What kind of rally is in store? We'll find out.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gets you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
And now to the ninth. 5-3 Colonels atop the Lansing Lugnuts. Cedar Rapids looking for a second consecutive win in this series. Brennan Malone, Colby Thomas, Arevalo Amales to try to keep the Lugnuts' hopes alive against the lefty Jordan Carr. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Carr, native of Baltimore, Maryland. Deals to Brennan Malone, lefty to righty. Outside, ball 1. Malone is 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a run scored. He collected one of those 4 consecutive singles for the Lugnuts in the fourth against Zebby Matthews. That was when the Lugnuts were building up their lead. Carr to the plate. Way outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lugnut scored two in the fourth inning. Junior Perez then homered in the fifth, and it was 3-0. But with two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning, Noah Miller singled, Manuel Rodriguez homered, and then Kalai Rosario homered. The pitch, that's a high fly ball sent soaring out to right center. Rodriguez tracking, he gets way back there, and he makes the catch in the alleyway. Out number one, a fly out to the center fielder.
Hitting next for Lansing, right fielder, Kobe Thomas.
There's a conversation ongoing between Rosario and Rodriguez. The right fielder and the center fielder, I wonder what their relationship is like. I noticed after that last Rodriguez home run that he was holding up his helmet to try to get high fives, and Rosario gave him the cold shoulder. Well, Colby Thomas takes the ball low. The back-to-back home runs by those two guys, Rodriguez and Rosario, tied up the game at 3-3 in the fifth. Kyler Fedko's RBI single in the sixth made it 4-3 Colonels. Home run by Rodriguez again in the seventh made it 5-3. Thomas swings and misses. One ball and one strike. That pitch biting down and in. Colby is 1-for-3 with a single. Upright stance from the right. The pitch, a dribbler foul at home plate, and strike two. Jordan Carr out of the College of Charleston. Undrafted free agent signed by the Minnesota Twins 2 years ago. Just like Malik Barrington, what a great signing. No left-handers, though, and I'm quoting from Calvin Cristofori's game notes. No left-hander threw more innings than Jordan Carr did for single-A Fort Myers in 2022. I feel like I need more context. The pitch outside, two balls, two strikes, and Colby. Last year, 14 appearances, 10 starts for the Mighty Muscles. 61 innings, 62 hits, 3.84 ERA. 11 walks, 42 Ks. This year, half his time starting and relieving. Carr's 2-2. The breaking ball sent skyward, foul, right side, and out of play. Now, this year is a member of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. He began the season in the starting rotation. He made six consecutive starts, three in April, three in May, and then they moved him to the bullpen, and out of the bullpen, he has been brilliant. Did not allow any runs in June, did not allow any runs in July. Now, his time has been limited, deals, high and outside. He spent a prolonged period of time on the injured list, did not make an appearance between June 13th and July 27th, so this is just his third time back. July 27th, two hitless, scoreless innings at Wisconsin, then a perfect inning at Wisconsin July 30th. He deals the payoff to Colby. Swing and a miss, chasing the fastball up and away. Now Thomas is down. Cedar Rapids is one out away from a 5-3 win. And the batter's A. Rebiel Anales, trying to extend the game for Clark Elliott. A. Rebiel is 2-for-3 with two singles. Made a big mental mistake, though. A base-running miscue on the top of the seventh inning that thwarted a potential Lugnuts rally. He was at second, Clark Elliott at first with nobody out. The southpaw offers. Taking all the way, breaks in for a called strike one. Carlos Amaya was trying to bunt them over. But the relief pitcher, Malik Barrington, kicked the bat and pivoted on the mound. Anale spoke too soon and was thrown out trying to steal third. Anale swings and misses the breaker. Strike two. And now the Colonels are one strike away. We begin today at 12:05. We are 2 hours and 8 minutes in. Carr throws. Chopper up the middle. Second baseman Ortega grabs from back of second. Fires to get him at first. This ball game is over. The Cedar Rapids Colonels have beaten the Lugnuts in two straight games. Final score this afternoon from Veterans Memorial Stadium, 5-3 Colonels. I'll have your post-game show when we return.
Come on, Dad.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame. Lugnuts fall today in game 2 of 6 in Cedar Rapids. The final score, the Colonels 5, the Lugnuts 3. Final totals, 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for the Lugnuts in defeat. Lansing only stranded 3 runners on the base paths. On the other side, meanwhile, Cedar Rapids scored 5 runs on 8 hits and no errors, and the Colonels stranded 6. There were a couple of home runs hit by Emmanuel Rodriguez that were the big blows. He went back-to-back with Kalai Rosario at a 3-run bottom of the 5th inning that tied the game up at 3-3. Tyler Petko broke the tie with an RBI single in the 6th. That came against Stevie Emmanuel's, but the run that scored was inherited from Emmanuel's, was inherited by Emmanuel's from Mitch Myers. Myers, therefore, suffers the loss. 4 runs allowed in 5 2/3 innings. 8 strikeouts from Mitch, who through the first 4 2/3 innings was sailing right along and looking great before the power display started by Cedar Rapids. Emmanuel's went the next inning and a third, followed by Brock Whittlesey with a perfect bottom of the 8th inning. Game was played in 2 hours and 8 minutes at Veterans Memorial Stadium in front of a crowd of 2,428. And looking at the crowd down below and walking around before today's game, it's really wonderful to see all the different groups that were here, to be able to take in baseball from all around the area. Really a lovely sight. Well, losing pitcher Myers, the winning pitcher is Malik Barrington, the reliever. We followed Zebby Matthews after Matthews allowed 3 runs, 5 strikeouts, 6 hits through 5 innings. 5 singles in the 4th, and then the home run by Junior Perez in the 5th, Junior's 8th of the year. Barrington held the Lugnuts off the scoreboard in the 6th and the 7th, and then Jordan Carr picked up his first save, blanking the Lugnuts in the 8th and the 9th. This one was in the books. Lugnuts fall to 13-19, 44-53 overall. Meanwhile, the Colonels improved to 20-12 and 60-38 for the season. Next up on the agenda, tomorrow night, 7:35 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:35 p.m. local time, the Colonels and the Lugnuts will play game 3 of the 6-game set. This is going to be followed by a 2-week homestand. The Lugnuts at the against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, rolling out the red carpet to welcome in Fort Wayne, followed by Great Lakes. The 2-week homestand, first 6 games against Fort Wayne, August the 8th through August the 13th, and then against the Great Lakes Loons from August the 15th through August the 20th. Go online to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. As far as today goes, we call it a day. Thank you so much for keeping me company on this Wednesday afternoon in the city of 5 seasons. Early baseball after a late night last night. And we'll see how the rest of this series transpires from here. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's wishing you well from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Once again, your final score. The Colonels 5, the Lugnuts 3. Have a terrific rest of your Wednesday, and go Nuts!